that when our dear Lord forgave, he forgave a lot more than you're ever asked to forgive. One sin. Whoa.
The people you know and trust are on EWTN.
Hi, this is Michelle from St. Agatha Parish, and I want to just praise and thank God for the gift of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I've been a listener for as long as it's been in Columbus, and before it was 8:20, and it is such a gift in my life to, no matter where I am, in the car, on my computer, to have the amazing message of the gospel and the truth proclaimed for me to learn about more about my faith, for me to be able to pray along with the radio station, to be part of the amazing St. Gabriel family. As the co-director of the Catholic Women's Conference here in Columbus, I cannot be more thankful for the gift that St. Gabriel has been to our conference, to our participants, and to all the listeners, to providing our men's and women's conferences, as well as so many other of the amazing events that occur in our diocese live for us to be able to hear on air if we cannot attend. So please, I encourage you, if you're listening, to give online at stgabrielradio.com or to call in at 614-459-4820. God bless. As we call out to dry bones, come alive, come alive. We call out to dead hearts, come alive, come alive. Up out of the ashes, let us see an army rise. We call out to dry bones.
And the phones have been coming alive here at the Spring Spirit Drive on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Elizabeth Ficicelli. We're having a great hour, or last couple of half hours, I should really say. We are doing a special matching gift right now through 5 p.m. So this is the last half hour where you can take advantage of this. Someone very kindly, anonymously from St. Brendan in Hilliard, has given a gift that's kind of like a blank check. They're saying whatever gifts come in this next half hour, they are going to match dollar for dollar. So whether you give $1,000, you give $100, whatever you give is going to be doubled in this half hour just for calling 614-459-4820 or go on your computer at stgabrielradio.com. Those are two ways you can give. Love to see some more leadership gifts come in this half hour, $1,000 or more. Sustaining memberships at $20 a month or more. And if you are already a sustaining member, you can increase that membership. We're seeing people do that. We appreciate that. A one-time gift in any amount. No amount is too small. And of course, no amount is too large. We would never turn you away. So you can donate a one-time gift as well, if that's easier. If you're a business owner, consider $60 a month for 100 mentions per year. That makes you a business member of St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. What a great way to promote your business. And don't forget that all callers and donors during the Spirit Drive are going to be eligible to win 4 VIP package and seats for the Rescue Project Live with Father John Ricardo. That is an experience coming to the Ohio Expo Center this summer, June 18th and 19th. He is one of probably the most popular Catholic radio hosts that we air, that's really out there, is Father John Ricardo, and he is coming to our diocese. So that's exciting. And remember, any current, new, or anyone who's increasing their sustaining membership is invited to stop by the station now through April. We have a hardcover prayer book called The Bible Rosary, The Life of Jesus, that we want to give you for your support, your generous giving to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. And every half hour, we are joined with a guest, and that is no exception this half hour. I have on the phone with me Angel Fox. She is from St. Paul's in Westerville. Angel, thank you for joining us.
Hi, thank you, Elizabeth, for inviting me. It's so exciting, and I sent out to, you know, all of St. Paul and all the groups that I'm involved in to be listening and hopefully taking advantage of that matching gift going on this last half hour.
I know. It's awesome. It's very exciting. And would you lead us in prayer? Because we always like to try to remember why we're here in the first place. And it's only because of God's grace and his continued blessing on us. So would you evoke his blessing right now?
Yes. Yes. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Lord Jesus, we ask you to just bring down your grace upon St. Gabriel Radio, all the people working there, all the people listening, and all the people who also know you through the bumper stickers that have come to know you through the radio station. And we ask that that power that you have, Lord, through all of these faucets that St. Gabriel brings us, to just continue to work 100-fold. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. And if it's 100-fold and it's getting matched, that means it's going to be 200-fold.
There
so
you
I
go.
Love
That's
it.
Right.
I love it. And we have a couple of gifts that have already come in. So let me give a thank you and a shout out to Sandy at St. Mary's Parish up in Delaware. And she's giving a gift. She says, I love how the priests teach our children on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And she's giving in honor of Father Garland and Father Kenneth. And thank you so much for your gift, Sandy. And every seven gifts this afternoon, we've been giving a gift card to one of our priests. And just so you know, Angel, that the priest right now that we're gathering those seven gifts for is Father Todd Lehigh. And if we hit that seven gifts, he will get a little gift card for Tim Hortons. And it's just our way of saying thank you to our priests for all the good stuff they do for us. We also had a gift come in from Tuesday. That's a great name. I wonder if Tuesday was born on Tuesday. Tuesday calls in from St. Mary's in Delaware. And Tuesday's giving a gift and says, I love all the programs. I love the staff. Happy that Debbie Cresilius could talk. And she was my guest two segments ago. And echoed what an amazing Catholic Women's Conference we just had. So thank you so much, Tuesday. So Angel, you mentioned that you, when you first came on, you said, I sent out a word to people in the ministries that I'm involved with to encourage them to give. What are some of those ministries that you're involved in up there at St. Paul?
Oh, wow. So I'm on the parish council there. I'm also part of the Columbus Catholic Women's Conference, and also involved at St. Paul with, you know, we actually hosted this past Columbus Catholic Women's Conference. So that was so exciting. And then we've got a renewal committee as well. And I also brought up St. Mary's. They've got a wonderful women's group there that I was a speaker at a couple years ago. And I just want to give a quick shout out to them. They're just wonderful. And Debbie does so much there at the parish as well. So, but yeah. There, you know, we all kind of work together in the different women's groups and the different parishes. So, you know, it was good to hear, you know, that they're donating and taking advantage of the matching. So,
yes. And again, you can take advantage of that too at 614-459-4820 or stgabrielradio.com. Here during the Spring Spirit Drive, I'm Elizabeth Piccicelli. I'm speaking with Angel Fox from St. Paul's up in Westerville. Now, when you mentioned you spoke at one of those, probably the Advent or Lent candlelight dinners up at St. Mary's. Did you speak on your miraculous healing you had?
I certainly did.
Give us a snapshot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was in 2017, I was diagnosed with stage 2 esophageal cancer, and then after radiation chemo and a major surgery, I had a year, and then it returned as stage 4 esophageal cancer, yes, which there is no, you know, cure or remission for that known to man, shall we say. And I received healing prayers through many people, and there was one particular time where there was a group of children who actually prayed, and I had a scan, and it was clear, and it just, there's no medical explanation. They can't explain what happened, but it's gone, and it has been gone since 2019. I'm not in any kind of treatment. It's crazy. It is all God. It is all God.
That is crazy. That's amazing.
It really is. You know, in St. Gabriel, I have to say, you know, being in that state of distress, St. Gabriel brought me so much during that time. I mean, at any time during the day, 24/7, when I just needed to start feeling like I need God, I need some holiness, right? Like I need to get in that state of grace because I was basically told, you have to prepare, you're going to be dying. I just, seriously, it was a flip of the switch away. I could, and I did. I would put my earbuds in. I would turn the podcast on. I just, at any time during the day, I don't care if you wake up at 2 a.m, you're worried about something or something, plug in and put a podcast on. And they even have short podcasts. I mean, there's a specific short podcast I remember listening to, How to Remain Faithful to God Through Hardship. You know, it was there for me.
Yes, yes, those podcasts are great. They're like bite-sized, you know, those nuggets that can really, really hit us. Well, what praise God for your miracle and how beautifully you're obviously using this to, or he's asking you to use this to minister and witness to others. And what you're doing so powerfully right now, Angel, is, and your name is Angel too, that's pretty crazy too. You are witnessing the power of Catholic radio because to walk with that kind of a thing, like you said, in a stage four situation, that is what you're doing. You know, your mindset is like, I have to prepare for the end for me now, you know, because this is not something people typically bounce back from. And so just that you were able to find that peace and find that. That's through Catholic radio. This is the power and the beauty of Catholic radio. You know, we hear this, we're hearing it firsthand. It moves my heart. And I know it's moving our listeners because people are calling 614-459-4820. The phones are getting very active. Let me jump over here and take a moment to say thank you to David and Laura. They are calling from St. Bernard in Corning, Ohio, and they are giving a gift in honor of all our wonderful priests and deacons from the Perry County Consortium. They love all the programs, especially Father John Ricardo. So David and Laura are taking advantage of this matching gift going on between now and 5 p.m., and they're also helping Father Todd Lehigh from Perry County Consortium earn his gift card. So thank you, David and Laura. We have Sarah from St. Patrick's, and happy St. Patrick's to you, Sarah. And she's giving a gift today in appreciation for Catholic Radio. And then we have Colleen at St. Joan of Arc, and she is giving a gift today. And Colleen says, she loves Beyond Damascus and Divine Mercy Chaplet. She says there are golden nuggets for truth in all the dynamic programming. She's giving in honor of Father Chris Tuttle and for Angel Fox from her best prayer partner ever. Wink, wink. That's the Upper Room Ministry right there, isn't it?
Yes,
Upper Room
it
Ministry.
Is.
How beautiful. So there's your sister in Christ supporting you. And that's what we do at Catholic Radio. We are just, we are there supporting one another. We're all on the playing field playing for the same team. So that's really fun and exciting, isn't it?
It is, you know, and that's what they say when, you know, they say we are a community and we come together and we come together in good times and in hard times. And you know, and that's what I have to say. It's like St. Gabriel, I believe, is the voice of the community, of our Catholic community here. And this is how we just make a broader reach to so many people, you know, even just outside our diocese. I mean, you know, these bumper stickers are everywhere, let me tell
yes,
you.
Yes, they go where you go. So you cross the border and you're taking that with you. And someone just said they saw one in South Carolina. I'm like, there you go, you know. They're
perfect.
Out there evangelizing. Hey, let's take a jump over to our audio clip right now, Angel. This is from Father John Ricardo. You of course can hear Father John on Christ is the Answer, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. And this clip is called Learning to Trust Like Mary. So let's give a listen.
Anybody you would think had a right to have a, you know, quote unquote, easy life, it's the woman who's going to bear the eternal Son of God, who's the creator of the universe. And yet her life is, from the moment she says yes to the Archangel Gabriel, everything is overturned. Nobody had to learn to trust like Mary did. Even though she's without sin, she has to learn to trust. And because she learned to trust in the way that she did, going through all that she did, she is able to be a witness to us and a teacher to us of how wise it is for us to put our lives into God the Father's hands and the reasons that we have to trust in her Son, even when everything looks like it's going wrong or I just can't figure it out. Here's a woman who we know this from Luke 1 and from the story of the Annunciation. So she's married to Joseph, but she clearly have no intention of having children and of living a celibate marriage. How do we know that? Because Gabriel comes to her and says, you're going to have a child. And Mary says, how in the world is that going to happen? Well, what Gabriel should have said, if this was going to be a normal marriage, was, well, pretty easily, you're going to have relations and you're going to have a child. Mm-hmm. And instead he says, don't worry, the Holy Spirit's going to overshadow you and the child will be called the Son of the Most High. You know, as if Gabriel's saying, see, Mary's response should have been, no, I don't see. Like, what in the world are you talking about? Like, I have no idea what this means. So she has this incredible plan to this is the earliest tradition of Our Lady, right? She has this intention to dedicate her whole life to the Lord, but to do it betrothed to a man, because there's no role for consecrated life in the Jewish faith in the first century. It's extraordinarily rare, especially for a woman. She has no one to protect her. So she's getting married, but they're going to live in a unique kind of relationship. And that's a great plan, right? That's a noble plan. That's a heroic plan. That's a generous plan. That's an offering of my life to God. And God says, thanks very much. That's actually not what I have for you. I have something else for you.
I have something more, M-O-R-E, all caps, exclamation
point. Oh my gosh,
points.
And it turns everything upside down, right? And so, you know, you and I can read that story as, you know, some fanciful little thing, but this woman wakes up, you know, within 30 days or so and recognizes I'm pregnant this and I haven't been true. With a man. Oh my gosh, you've got to be kidding. So again, you'd think, okay, I'm going to be the mother of God. I have conceived by the Holy Spirit. Surely all will go well. Nothing goes well, right? I mean, nothing goes well, whether it's nosy neighbors and, you know, you can just imagine what Nazareth was like as they talk about this unexpected pregnancy because they're already married, but they're not living together because that was the custom, or whether it's going to Bethlehem and not finding a place to give birth in a dignified and suitable way, to her having to flee to Egypt. You got to believe Mary is tempted. I got to believe over and over to say something like, Lord, this can't be the plan. Or Jesus's hidden life and he's doing nothing, you know, by all accounts, right? We don't see anything spectacular. You think, I'm thinking if I'm Mary, even if I'm without sin, I think I'd be tempted to go, when are you going to do something? You know, like, and a small crowd of people gather around him, and then unrest gathers around him. And then one of his 12 best friends betrays him. And then the Jewish leaders and the Roman leaders condemn him. And then before she knows it, she's standing or kneeling, grabbing the upright beam of the cross with her son, blood raining down upon her as he's dying. And I got to believe she is in her mind going back to the day when Gabriel appeared to her and said, he will be great. And so again, the point of all that, how many of us are tempted in the midst of school shootings, storms that take lives, that ruin businesses, craziness of the culture we're living through right now, our children being in wherever they are, we're tempted to go, Lord, where are you? Like, this can't be the plan. And yet what the Lord's inviting us to do is to trust him. And Mary can teach us how to do that.
And that's the voice of Father John Ricardo from Christ is the Answer. You can hear him every Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. And this is the Spring Spirit Drive for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. I'm Elizabeth Piccicelli, joined by Angel Fox up at St. Paul's in Westerville. And we're just celebrating the joy and the power of Catholic Radio and all the many benefits. And as Angel had said so beautifully just a few moments ago about how Catholic Radio accompanied her on her journey facing a health crisis. And that's what it is. It's support for our crises. It's advice when we're like, how do we deal with our kids? And, you know, whatever in between, Catholic Radio has the answers because Christ is the answer, as Father John Ricardo says, and we are all about promoting Christ and his beautiful teachings. So we had a gift come in, Angel, during that audio clip. So I'd like to say thank you to Teresa at St. John Newman Sunbury, and she gave a gift saying, I love St. Gabriel Radio because they support the young Catholic professionals in such an amazing way. I'm inspired and will continue to listen. Yeah, we've been featuring a lot of young adults on the Spirit Drive. So that gift just earned Father Todd Lehi from Perry County Consortium his gift card. He'll be getting a Tim Horton's gift card with our thanks, our gratitude.
Yay.
And we continue. We're going to always go, go, go. So the next seven are going to be put towards Father Chris Tuttle, great priest over at St. Peter in Columbus. And we already have a gift that came in towards his his gift card. And so thank you, Stephen. Hey, this is a fellow parishioner, Stephen from St. Paul. Uh-huh. And he has become a silver sustaining medal. Member. A silver medal. I'm like thinking I'm in the Olympics here. Well, yeah. I've done so many hours of radio. It's kind of like the Olympics. But his silver sustaining membership. Thank you, Stephen from St. Paul. He says, I've always loved the station, but during the depths of COVID, it absolutely held the Catholic community together. That is so true. You know, sometimes you wonder, was God, you know, God knows everything, right? So when we founded this radio station, whatever, 15 or so years ago, you know, who would know what kind of challenges we would have, or maybe what challenges still lie ahead. And yet here is the way we are connected, and such an important, you know, journey companion for all of us. Wouldn't you agree?
St. Gabriel was online before and doing, like, you know, everything before everybody else was, right? So we didn't have, a lot of parishes didn't have the online capabilities for just even mass. And St. Gabriel was there. So, I mean, you know, we do. We are so thankful that that St. Gabriel was there and has these programs as the regular, you know, Mass, Divine Mercy Chaplet. I mean, if it wasn't there, there were going to be so many out there falling through the cracks, you know, being. And I remember telling someone when COVID first hit and everybody was, like, locked in, and there still are so many people still unable to get out. You know, on a regular basis. And I remember saying it's like as if everybody got cancer suddenly, because suddenly they had to, you know, because when you are receiving chemo and radiation, your immune system compromised and you have to kind of get, you know, secluded so as not to subject yourself during your treatment. And it was like suddenly everybody was in that same, you know, similar position. And they did the same thing that I did during my time, is I reached out and turned the radio on, and there was God, and there was my community. And, you know, they have always been there for me. They will always be there for me. And it's only through, unbelievably, donations, right? This is, it's a station. It's the word of God being brought to everybody through everybody.
That's correct.
I mean, it's the donations out there coming in right now, big or small. I'm a regular monthly, you know, donor, and yet when Spirit Drive comes around, I pick the phone up and I make that extra push, because it's just like, it's just, you know, another step, right, to bringing that word of God to everyone.
And there are a couple more people taking that step, Angel, and taking advantage of our matching gift dollar for dollar for this last half hour up till 5 o'clock, and thanks to an anonymous donor at St. Brendan's. So Geraldine from St. Peter's in Columbus, she must be inspired, because right now we're earning a gift card for Father Chris Tuttle, the pastor at St. Peter's. She just became a sustaining member, so that is really awesome. And Geraldine, it's super sweet, because she is one of the volunteers on the phone line. So she's one of the people that, these happy people who answer the phone and take your pledges today. And she is challenging anyone who is named after a saint. And she said, most of us, wink. And she said, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is always there for me. I turn it on at various times during the day. And so often, I think that the Holy Spirit prompted me to turn it on right then. I get it. I totally get it. She said, it's exactly what I need to hear. And she is giving in honor of Father Tuttle. So she's bringing him another gift closer to getting his gift card today. So thank you, Geraldine. And I want to say thank you to Dennis at St. Christopher's. And Dennis has also become a sustaining member.
That's so fantastic.
I know, Angel. We're rocking it this last half hour. And I'm sure people are really moved by your story. And when I was listening to the audio clip about, you know, trusting in Mary, was Mary a part of the journey you went through in your health crisis? Could you turn to her as well? Or
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, here's the thing with Mary. So, and I love how Father Ricardo kind of grabs it up. She was not all-knowing, okay? And she wasn't. She was a human being. But yet she was all-trusting. And that's all I continued to, you know, when I finally went through this surrender, you know, I just had to trust. Like, we don't know his plan. But when we are up there and we open that big book and he says, this is what was my plan, we're going to be A-okay with it, right? It's going to all make sense. And yes, there you go. This is why. And we love you, Lord. And that's what Mary was doing. And that's what Father Ricardo was kind of saying. You know, if you put us in that place, you know, we would just, you know, would we have been able to really go through all that, you know, to be there on, you know, on his walk, on the passion, like she was.
Right.
You know, the whole way. And, you know, and what would we be saying? You know, what would we be doing? And, you know, he just put it right there. He just, I just, again, another St. Gabriel moment brings us to the foot of the cross, right?
Yes, yes. So, so well said. Angel, this has been a joy to have you on this last half hour for my segment. We still have another hour of the Spirit Drive coming up, but I just want to thank you again so much for your beautiful witness as you continue to witness your faith and the miracles God's working in your lives and your love for Catholic Radio and the impact it's had on your journey. So we send you with our blessings and prayers, and you keep going out and fighting the good fight for us.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. And, you know, all my prayers continue for St. Gabriel as well, as much as they are there for us. I know there's a lot of people out here praying for St. Gabriel, and I hope that within these last few minutes of this last half hour that they get everything that they need and more.
Oh, amen. Great prayer. Thank you, Angel. God bless you. We're going to let Angel go. This is Elizabeth Ficicelli. We're going to do a little changing of the guard here at 5 o'clock. Bill Messerly and Dave Orsborn will be taking the mic for that final hour, that final push of day two of this Spring Spirit Drive, Thursday, March 17th. So that dollar-for-dollar matching is still going on for like the next 4 minutes, so don't let it pass by. 614-459-4820, stgabrielradio.com. I will be back tomorrow, and another day of giving, another day of fun, and we want to hear from you. God bless, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Hello, this is Emily Jaminet, parishioner at St. Andrew's Catholic Church. I'm calling to just say what a gift St. Gabriel has been in my life, in my ability to parent and to be encouraged in my walk. I know that God is with me each day, and to turn on the radio is a fantastic reminder that He is always present. Oftentimes, we can get overwhelmed and distracted by the things in our life, but St. Gabriel always seems to refocus me on what matters most, my relationship with Jesus. Thank you so much, and God bless your radiothon.
Do you have a minute for lasting happiness? Living virtuously is the way to freedom, happiness, and holiness. To grow in virtue, we must learn about it, practice it, and persevere in it. This is what the saints have achieved with excellence. An excellent example of the virtue of foresight is seen in St. John Bosco. He lived foresight heroically by seeing the needs of young people who were falling into sin. He dedicated himself to guiding them away from evil and into new ways of life. He rejected the use of harsh punishment in disciplining youth because he saw that this was not effective. But instead, he directed young people with love and trust, winning many of them over to Christ. Let us ask St. John Bosco to pray for us, that we may grow in foresight. Educate yourself in virtue. Learn more at educationinvirtue.com.
Jesus said to love others as we love ourselves. He was assuming that we love ourselves. He wants us to believe that we're actually lovable. So what stops you from believing that about you? Scripture calls the devil the father of lies. And lies about who we are tend to slip into our lives in a million different ways. Bullying tells us you're weak. Molestation tells us you're worthless. Verbal abuse tells us you're unlovable. The self-abuse of sin tells us you're no better than your worst mistake. All lies from the father of lies. Jesus said, "I am the truth." He also said, "The truth will set you free." So what's the truth about you? The truth is, we have a Savior and God who thinks that you are worth dying for. When you hear those false identities whispered in your ear, replace them with your real identity, loved.
Critics often accuse Christians of being intolerant for saying a person's belief is wrong, the underlying assumption being that a tolerant worldview accepts everyone's opinions as having equal value.